This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up with big tech? The censorship Nazis, those who targeted conservatives like myself, especially like myself, who have big, beautiful voices. Yes, big, beautiful voices. Saying things out there that people are afraid to say. There's this new thing that was trending, TWAW. Trans women are women. And I put TWAW, trans women are not women, and I put it out there. See, because let me tell you why I put it out there, because there are a lot of guys out there afraid to say it, because, oh, the trans community will jump all over me. What, all three of them? Look, I don't care. The trans community can jump on me. The LGBT, the LGBTQIAWTF can join them. I don't care. They don't pay my bills, and they're not going to make me disrespect real women and pretend that men who become women are suddenly women. No, they aren't. They're people with a mental disorder who think they're women, and if you want me, I'll play along, but when push comes to shove, I'm going to tell you, you're just a dude acting like a woman. And if we got to go to fisticuffs, well, so be it. But I'm not going to, if you dress and look like a woman and you say your name is Susan, I'll call you Susan. I'll say lady, whatever. But if I find out you're a trans, because, you know, I don't always know. I ain't going to lie. I couldn't guess them on Mari. So if I find out that you were a biological male, I'm going to say, no, you're a good representative of a woman. You're a good facsimile, but you ain't the real document. I can't accept you in a court of law. Okay? I got to go back to the origins of who you are, David, and you're not Susan. So anyway, I tweet this, and I put that out there. Stop disrespecting real women. Real women. The ones who know that at birth, I'm a woman. Look, I don't even care if you're a gay woman. If you say, I'm a gay woman, you very well could be. I mean, at least you recognize what a woman is. Katanji Jackson Brown. But the rest of these dudes, they're afraid to say it. Shame on you. Shame on anybody that's not afraid to speak the truth. They talk about speak truth to power. How about you speak truth to peons? You don't even speak truth to power. Speak truth. Okay, I'm going to speak truth to power. It ain't like you're in court, like you're talking to the judge or the FBI. That's speaking truth to power. How about you just speak truth to the people that are around you? The people who used to think you were sane and you stood for something, that you had a backbone. How about you speak truth to family? How about you speak truth to your kids that go off to college and you get indoctrinated and then come home and tell you, you're a racist, mommy and daddy. Shut up. What do your professors say that so I can go up there and slap their teeth out of their mouth? Which one of your professors said this? Why aren't we going to colleges and confronting these professors? Afraid. Is the conservative movement putting a dent in big tech? That's my question. They're suffering. We already know what happened to Twitter. Elon Musk overpaid for him. He's going to convert him into a media company. The media is suffering because Elon Musk is breaking stories. I don't know to what degree now, but I still get a lot of my news from Twitter. Things break on Twitter, you're there. Even though I'm on Wimkin, W-I-M-K-I-N, which is more of a Facebook-like site. If you want to move your group or yourself to a Facebook-like site that's growing like crazy, that's got all kinds of cool tools that will connect you with other people, bring your friends over. Come join Wimkin and friend me when you get there. If you have any problems at all, contact me. I'll get you straightened out. Anyway, I want to go back to this. So Elon Musk buys Twitter. He cuts half the staff, then even more when they, you know, there was enough of a mutiny. So he's down to like three. He cut thousands of jobs. right after that, Facebook had their day of reckoning, their come to Jesus meeting on what they were doing, and I think they laid off 22,000 people. That's not a little bit. We're talking about highly paid people with stock options, which, by the way, the people that had Facebook stock, they're upside down. Some of those people, they aren't going to make out like the Facebook did 10, 12 years ago. Those people are, you know, they didn't ride the wave. They rode whatever, what's under the tsunami. That's what they rode, because they didn't ride a wave. Google just got this story. Going to cut 1,800 jobs, including, at this part I really love, 27 massage therapists. And my son, my oldest son, worked at Google. He told me, he says, "Dad, you know Google sends a car to pick us up. We ride a Google, like a, I'm going to guess it was like a monorail." He says, "They take us in to Google, into the facility." And he said, and I saw this on the intern, but he goes, "All our food, everything free at Google. Everything. Stay as late as you want." Everything you saw when you watched that movie, the Interns or whatever it was with Vince Vaughn and that other dude, that's Google. He told me, he said, "Dad," he goes, "in meetings, you know how," he goes, "old school meetings where you don't have your phone, everybody's paying attention." He goes, "In a Google meeting, if you're not on your phone texting or doing something while somebody else is talking, they think you're a slacker." I go, "Get out of here." He goes, "No, no." He goes, "It is mandatory that you're doing stuff. You can be looking up and talking, but you better be doing something. They expect you to multitask." Now, I remember when I was younger, I could multitask okay. My interview with Xerox, they had three interviewers, and one would ask you a question, and while you were asking the question, the other would interrupt and ask another question, and it was annoying, but I didn't let it get to me. I would, the person would finish, I'd start answering the question, this guy would ask a question, I would finish answering the first question, and I'd say either, "So to answer your question," or, "Please repeat the last part of your question," or whatever. But, and when I called my older brother who worked for Xerox at the time, I said, "That was the strangest interview." I go, "Why did Xerox have three people and they kept talking over each other?" He goes, "That's our interview." He goes, "That's how we interview. We want to see if you can juggle things." I thought, well, okay, getting it, understanding it that way, I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. But I got to tell you, it was a little bit disheartening. Anyway, big tech in trouble because of you, folks. Thank you for supporting alternative tech. We're not big tech. We're not conservative tech. We're just tech.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
While big tech is out there struggling, and oh, by the way, so a True Social, sad to say, Twitter, don't know. Privately held now. You know, I think Elon's doing a great job, but we won't know. But what I can tell you is Wimkin is growing, made an offer to buy Parler. Don't know if they'll take us up on it, but we'll see. About to make two more acquisitions. Talking to a third company. Wimkin.com. W-I-M-K-I-N.com. Look, conservatives, if you're looking for a platform and you want... I mean, how long are you going to keep putting your time and attention into things that they don't like you? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, I don't even know, TikTok. You know, Wimkin has a parental control version of TikTok called Reelster, about to come out in the next couple of weeks. You are talking to people who are trying to change big tech. You know, when they mention big tech, until Elon Musk bought Twitter, there was no discussion of us. Maybe, and of course, Trump is trying. But what about other areas of big tech? The Flick Fest. You know what the Flick Fest is? We just got our app. We got our Android app approved. This is my movie site. Got the Android app approved. Apple requires a Dun's number. Remember Dun and Bradstreet from years ago? It's not just about your EIN number. They want your Dun's number. So we're delayed in getting our Apple app. But when that launches, we are going to be in big tech. Not just in big tech for social media. And as I said, Wimpkin's got the big tech to compete against Facebook. They've got Realtor that competes against TikTok. And they have TruthLeak that competes against YouTube. Now, we've got the Flick Fest that competes against Netflix. We're doing everything we're supposed to be doing. And you know all that we're waiting on, conservatives. Waiting on you to join us. Welcome. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Google cutting jobs. Facebook cutting jobs. All these people cutting jobs. We have an opportunity. We are showing them. You're not going to grow if you ignore us. You're not going to grow if you keep lying. You're not going to grow if you're not going to report the real truth, if you're setting narratives. But now we can really double down. We can build this multi-million person ecosystem that feeds everything that conservatives stand for. We're not the party or the group that condones pedophiles and transgender nonsense in our schools. Sexualization of our kids, high crime, all these other things that these people are, invasion of people coming into our border. Oh, Kevin, it's humanitarian. It's humanitarian. It's humanitarian to take care of the people that have paid in. How about we do that? Let me ask you, what onus is put on Central America to straighten up their mess? Do we not give them enough money? What onus is not put on Mexico? Why is it our problem when people want to leave somebody else's country? How does that become our problem?
Well, Kevin, you know, there's wars over there and they've got cartels.
Okay. In other words, there's no law and order. Is that what you're telling me? So, Lefty, you're telling me there's no law and order over there, which is why they're coming over here. To what? No law and order. You don't want it. These people don't want law and order. And we're bringing people over who aren't willing to fight to bring law and order. What do you think's the ultimate? What's going to happen? Hey, guys, we had a meeting about it yesterday. We've got virtual series coming up with some of the most amazing people on the planet. Some people you don't know. Some you know, because you got to have a few big names in there. But some of them you don't know. And we got some virtual series coming up that are going to blow your mind. I cannot wait. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to put some of this stuff behind the firewall. Some of it's going to be in Backstage Club. Some of it's going to be on ARC. Some of it's going to be on C. Some of it, and a lot of it you'll be able to see. Right, you know, it'll be in front of the firewall, but a lot of it's going to be behind the firewall because it's so good. You can't get it at TPUSA. You can't get it at The Blaze. You can't get it on whatever the Ben Shapiro calls his deal. You can only get it here. And it's amazing thinkers. We have a guy, I swear, I describe him as, Jordan Peterson. He's Jordan Peterson meets Thomas Sowell. I told him that. He said, man, Kevin, you put me in some high company. I said, because you deserve it. We're going to be introducing you to this guy. So I'm so jazzed up for 2023. Look at everything that's happened, folks. I mentioned the guy falling out on the football field. Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, classified documents. Big tech losing people, cutting jobs, media in triage, CNN's finally getting less woke and having to wake up. We're pushing back on everything these knuckleheads have done, and we're doing it while they cheat themselves into office. Even we got Kevin McCarthy finally jumping on Eric Swalwell and those guys. We'll play the clip here in the next, I think, because we don't have time. Retail is having to get woke from woke because they're losing their butts. We'll talk about that in a minute. I'm just telling you, Joe Biden is presiding over the worst presidency in American history. He's under fire. And let me tell you something, folks. You're still in January of 2023. Just wait. It's only going to get worse for the lefties. So hang in there. All you got to do is just bide your time. Watch leftism do what it do, as we say in the vernacular, and you're going to watch them destroy themselves. In fact, we have a story. We'll get to. I hope we get to it today. This story is amazing. You want to know why? The greenies, I call them the green weenies, they are killing the planet. This is a story. This is not just for America. They're talking about this across the country. And when I give you the numbers, oh my gosh. Their policies destroying the planet. I want you to think about the switch to EVs, right? Electric vehicles. Still powering the grid. California, it's funny. California, you would think, would at least go, well, look, guys, let's be truthful about this. When everybody plugged in their electric cars, it almost shut down the grid. They were telling people, don't all plug in your electric cars at the same time because you're killing the grid. It's far worse. As I've said to you on this program and many, many other times, leftism doesn't work. Carry it to its logical conclusion. Leftism fails every time. So we'll be talking a little bit more about that. We're going to get into Biden's retail woes when we come back. Hey, if we get lucky, maybe we'll talk about DeSantis giving the reasons why he nixed Black history.
Radio show.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Arrested, booked, and indicted. Five former Memphis police officers now face charges in the death of Tyree Nichols.
These officers were found to be directly responsible for the physical abuse of Mr. Nichols.
Memphis Police Chief Carolyn Davis in a video released last night explaining why the five were fired last week. All five have been charged now with second-degree murder and other charges. The worldwide ransomware gang Hive is out of business for the moment. The FBI agent seized some of its servers in an overnight raid in Los Angeles. A promise from Southwest Airlines CEO Bob Jordan.
We'll absolutely collaborate and cooperate with those investigations.
The Transportation Department's looking into Southwest's scheduling meltdown over the holidays. The White House is looking at changing the definitions of race and ethnicity. Among the proposals, adding Middle Eastern and North African to the list of races. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You just raised a question. I'm going to be very clear with you. The Intel Committee is different. You know why? Because what happens in the Intel Committee, you don't know. What happens in the Intel Committee, although the secrets are going on in the world, other members of Congress don't know. What did Adam Schiff do as the chairman of the Intel Committee? What Adam Schiff did, use his power as a chairman and lie to the American public. Even the Inspector General said it. When Devin Nunes put out a memo, he said it was false. When we had a laptop, he used it before an election to be politics and say that it was false and said it was the Russians. When he knew different, when he knew the Intel, if you talk to John Radcliffe, DNI. He came out ahead of time and says there's no intel to prove that, and he used his position as chairman, knowing he has information the rest of America does not, and lied to the American public. When a whistleblower came forward, he said he did not know the individual, even though his staff had met with him and set it up. So no, he does not have a right to sit on that. But I will not be like Democrats and play politics with thieves, where they removed Republicans from committees and all committees. So yes, he can serve on a committee, but he will not serve on Intel, because it goes to the national security of America, and I will always put them first, all right? And if you want to talk about Swalwell, let's talk about Swalwell, because you have not had the briefing that I had. I had the briefing, and Nancy Pelosi had the briefing from the FBI. The FBI never came before this Congress to tell the leadership of this Congress that Eric Swalwell had a problem with a Chinese spy until he served on Intel. So it wasn't just us who were concerned about it. The FBI was concerned about putting a member of Congress on the Intel Committee that has the rights to see things that others don't because of his knowledge and relationship with a Chinese spy. They brought it to the works of the leaders. I've got that briefing. So I do not believe he should sit on there, that committee. And I believe there's 200 other Democrats that can serve on that committee. So this has nothing to do with Santos. Santos is not on the Intel Committee. But you know what? Those voters elected Schiff, even though he lied. Those voters elected Swalwell, even though he lied to the American public, too. So you know what? I'll respect his voters, too, and they'll serve on committees. But they will not serve on a place that has national security reverence, because integrity matters to me. That's the answer to your question.
McCarthy getting upset. I got to tell you, I like this guy. I don't know how long it'll last, but I tell you what, if we get behind him, if we stay strong and we continue with our conservatism, McCarthy, I think, we might just grow a little pair. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Schiff lied to the public. McCarthy makes this case. This dude lied to your face, and without any repercussions, because you can't arrest politicians for lying, even if it's not in the best public good. Look at Fauci the fraud. Swalwell in bed, literally, with the Chinese spy. And we got classified documents floating all over D.C. As Oprah would say, look under your chairs. You got some classified documents, Kevin Jackson. Just look under your chairs. It's hysterical. So let's go on and talk about some of this stuff, because a good question came up about the classified documents. What prompted all this stuff? CBS Face the Nation host Margaret Brennan asked Democratic Rep Dan Goldman, why would Biden dispatch his personal attorney, who didn't have proper security clearance, to his Delaware home to search for classified documents? Presumably, Brennan believed that when searching for classified documents, one should have the credentials to actually read them. Brennan's focus on who was reviewing Biden's papers touched on a potentially interesting line of inquiry. The question hanging in the air, however, relates to the discovery that started the whole process. Why would lawyers be, quote, packing up Biden's office in the Penn Biden Center in the first place? Make sense? Everything's been status quo up until the Republicans were due to take over Congress, and that's what they're talking about. They go on. Not unlike other politicians, Joe Biden has done a terrific job of turning political success into a financial windfall. And as I mentioned to you, he's a chili pimp compared to Pelosi and Liz Cheney and many others. But they go on. Someone who considered himself middle class Joe for decades should realize the wastefulness of having lawyers perform a task that a trusted intern or an aide could perform. In other words, folks, why do you bring in the big dollar people? East Coast lawyers routinely charging $1,000 an hour is awful expensive when you consider a packing crew, unless the intent wasn't truly to, quote, pack, but rather to purge. We're never going to get to the bottom of this. But wouldn't you like to know what they found? The person goes on. The timing here is suspicious as well. Apparently, this moving crew was at Biden's University of Pennsylvania office a week before the midterm elections that were widely anticipated to turn control of the House over to the Republicans. As the Republicans had signaled that they were going to be spending considerable time wearing out the subpoena powers of various House committees to investigate Biden and his family, it would be an auspicious time to get rid of anything damaging. I feel like Joe Biden when I whisper to you. By using lawyers to carry out the document purge, Biden would be able to attach attorney client privilege. I love it when people come up with stuff that you go, makes sense. Thereby avoiding damaging testimony about the contents of any shredded documents. Now, the writer says this, to be clear, there's nothing illegal about getting rid of musty records in the absence of a valid document retention request. The Biden administration made it clear that it would not consider any such request valid until the new Congress was sworn in and the various committee chair gavels handed out. In response to document requests made in December from Representatives Jim Jordan and James Comer, an administration lawyer responded, Congress has not delegated such authority to individual members of Congress who are not committee chairmen, and the House has not done so under its current rules. In short, you'll have to start over. Biden was effectively setting a hard deadline for when document purges go from being propitious to being illegal. You think about it. Pretty interesting timing, wouldn't you say? Unfortunately for Biden, the attorney's task with scuttling, or they said shutting down his University of Pennsylvania office, stumbled across top secret government documents and understood the circumstances. Had they not made those discoveries, we likely would never have heard of these high-priced Packers. The D.C. Packers. That sounds like a good football team. Republicans, including Donald Trump, have been quick to point out the timing of the initial discovery and the lack of prompt public disclosure. Think about this now. We got Pence, who's now come out and trying to protect Biden.
Say, oh, I happen to have some classified documents myself, and I've reported them, and blah, blah, blah.
That ain't enough, Kemosabe. So now, Joe Biden has to go by the Pence rule, which is, why didn't you do it right away, Joe? Why did you wait until after the midterms? And look, to me, specious question, not that big of a deal, because we know why. You know, you don't have to be an attorney to answer the question for that. They didn't want to do it because it would have looked bad. It could have influenced things. It wasn't going to influence the numbers. No, they'd already cheated. But you can't cheat when people are in the midst of a turmoil like, whoa, how dare he? You have to have everything right to cheat. So anyway, they go on to say this. They believe the midterm elections might have been more favorable to Republicans if it was clear that Trump wasn't the only one potentially breaking the law and Trump didn't break the law. Maybe the timing process does lead to questions about what more the current president might have to hide. For now, Biden wants us to take us at his word that this whole classified document mess is nothing more than an honest mistake. There's no there there. Says it might be true. But the activities that preceded the classified document discoveries raise different questions. From a man who campaigned on elevating the standards at the White House, this is disappointing to say the least. Well, if they believe that Joe Biden elevated standards at the White House, they got the best crack. Hunter gave them some good crack. I love when people ask the right questions, and that's exactly what they did.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
As if the Biden didn't have enough problems, we get this news out of Ukraine. Not good news, I'm going to get to it in just a sec. But understand this, folks. Ukraine, from what I hear, is losing the war. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know who should win this war. Frankly, I don't even care. Now, I know some people, they write to me, they say, Kevin, you need to learn more about this war and you need to weigh in on it. Well, who are you to tell me what I need to learn? Up in here, huh? Who are you? Why do I need to learn something about this? What do I need to add to what's going on in Ukraine? It ain't Africa. Welcome, people. I'm a black man doing a radio show. I don't need to worry about a bunch of white people over in Eastern Europe or wherever the heck Ukraine. Where is it? Where is it? I don't even care. Is it Siberia? I flunked geography, okay? I'll leave that to the military and to the historic, to the geologians and all them. I don't care. And I know people, Kevin, the United States needs to be on this side and we got to hate Putin and all that. I'm going to tell you something. I don't trust this government as far as I can, well, you know, that's a stupid thing, as far as I can throw it. I don't trust this government. Do I need to add anything else? So if they tell me you need to support Ukraine, I think exactly the opposite. And you go, well, Kevin, you can't possibly support Putin. Why not? I mentioned this FBI dude, he's working for some Russian. Well, we can't work for Russians anymore? Can we even say the word Russian? Am I going to get arrested? Are they going to break down my door and arrest me for saying Russian? It seems like it. Are they not legitimate Russian businesses? Do they not, do the Russians make clothes? Do they make vodka? Is it legit or are they stealing? Well, tell me, is there a legit Russian business? Of course there are. But we're tainting them. We're the ones racially profiling Russians right now.
FBI guy works for a Russian who's looking for information on his competitor.
What company isn't looking for information on his competitor? Please tell me. I'm just trying to make sense of it all, folks. A little common sense. Look, I know I got a PhD in common sense. It might be even intimidating some of you, the level of common sense that I exude on this program. Sorry if you're intimidated. Anyway, let's go back to this. The Ukrainian government confirmed the resignation of multiple high-ranking officials amid large-scale corruption allegations in what's being called the biggest mass resignation and grass scandal since the Russian invasion began. And you know what else has happened since the Russian invasion began? Y'all want to know? Come on, white people. Hey, white people, stop doing what you're doing. Pay attention. We've been sending a lot of your money to these Ukrainians. And he said, some dozen officials have quit their posts after a huge political shakeup over allegations and probes into cases ranging from bribery to mismanagement of aid funds for purchasing food to embezzlement to driving expensive cars while common people suffer under wartime conditions. Remember, people, there are millions of refugees fleeing Ukraine that they're not talking about anymore. And the Russians have invaded, and people are living it up. Hey, ho, party over here. Yeah, 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 yeah. The Ukrainians don't act like a war is going on, do they? A top presidential advisor and four deputy ministers among these two defense officials, along with five regional governors, were forced out of their posts. Don't make me go all Shatner on you. Huh? Huh? And among the regional governors that stepped down included officials overseeing regions which have seen intense fighting. And they go on to name these regions. The one I'm just going to say is Zapor, and the other is Kherson regions, where Russian forces have lately reported gains. I wonder why. Maybe it's because the Ukrainians are too busy partying on American money. In reference to the announcement by a senior government official, Oleg Nemchinov, Nemchinov, details the following list. And he names all these people with names I can't pronounce. You white people may know them. Olesky Simonenko. You aren't going to know who they are, but here's what they said. Deputy Prosecutor General, Deputy Minister for Development of Communities and Territories. This sounds like leftism just all over it, right? Deputy Minister for Developments of Communities and Territories, another one. Deputy Minister for Social Policy. Or do they have a Deputy Minister for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion? And then they list the regional governors. Then they go on. And separately, the Defense Ministry has earlier announced the resignation of Deputy Vyacheslav Shapovalov. I'm glad I only live over there, have to pronounce these names. Who was in charge of the Army's logistical support, on the heels of accusations that it was signing food contracts at inflated prices. Apparently, Bidenflation has hit the Ukrainian army. In the case regarding food contracts, Chapovalov is accused of signing a deal with an unknown shady firm. In his role as deputy defense minister, he is the most notable and visible resignation. And they write this, crucially, he would have no small part in overseeing the billions of dollars flowing from the pockets of U.S. and European taxpayers as authorized defensive aid. In other words, folks, Joe Biden is using your money to bribe and pay off Ukrainian officials. And they are stealing it and getting, who knows? I mean, we're going to get into it in just a bit, but they're stealing it. It's payola. I'll put it this way. If this story broke while Donald Trump was president and his crackhead son had a deal with the Ukrainians and he had helped him under the guise of the big guy, and we just put everything we've been talking about with Joe Biden, what would you be talking about with this story? You think that the Democrats would be going, oh, it's no big deal. Because that's what they're going to tell you. Oh, well, we have no way of knowing what they're going to do with the funds. There's no way for us to do that. So, Shapovalov purchased military rations at inflated prices, at American prices. And what appears, they say, to be a scheme to line the pockets of contractors and potentially involve kickbacks to himself. Here's what gets me. How is the media letting this story get out? What's going on? Why are they attacking Joe Biden? Because this is a direct attack on Joe Biden. Joe Biden's the one authorizing millions of, send more gear, send it. What are they doing with? For all we know, they're selling our tanks, our missile systems, whatever, to the Russians or to the Chinese. We don't know what they're doing. These people are running for their lives, aren't they? By the way, have you heard anybody talk about the number of refugees? Remember when they were flooding Poland? I haven't heard a word. The UN said there could be as many as 12 million Ukrainians leaving their homeland. Not a word. Remember they were showing us Russians shooting down citizens? Anybody there would get shot? I haven't seen anything coming out of there. This guy's purchasing stuff at an inflated price, lining his pockets, etc. And this isn't just, again, this isn't news, our news. This is Politico. Said this of the scandals, an expose from the Uranium News website, ZN.UA, revealed last week that the Defense Ministry purchased overpriced supplies for its troops. For instance, the ministry bought eggs at 17, whatever, the Ukrainian money. Average price in Kyiv is around 7. They paid 2.5 times what they should have paid. So they said, according to this, a contract for food procurement for soldiers in 2023 amounted to $13 billion of the Ukrainian currency, which is essentially $328 million. Even at Joe Biden's overinflated price for eggs, that's still a lot of eggs. 2 to 3 times the current price for such food items. His resignation letter said he's stepping down is not to pose a threat to the stable supply of the armed forces of the Ukraine. And as a result of the campaign of accusations related to the purchase of food, this dude was shopping at Hunter Biden's grocery store. Whoa! There's also the deputy head of Zelensky's administration, Tymoshenko, who stands accused of living a lavish lifestyle, folks. This guy thinks he's Hunter Biden. They said he's living in a place for $10,000 to $25,000 a month. I gotta leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.